If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
It's time for an experiment. That's right, in the form of a word grid quote puzzle. I'll give you a bunch of words and tell you certain words to cross out. The words you have left will form a famous quote. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I have had a crazy last couple of days. Yesterday, I had a bunch of events to do. It was my first busy day of the season, and right in the middle of the hoopla, I got a flat tire, and I am not a handy person. And this car I always talk about has 300,000 miles on it, Hyundai Sonata, 2009, and I had a flat tire as I pulled up to this house party location in Beverly Hills. So at least I was there. That was good. But I knew I couldn't drive it to the next party, which was directly after that, about 15 minutes away, and I had about a half hour to get to that place. So I called the Lyft. I took the Lyft to the next party, and I left my car at that first house, and then I went back to that house, and AAA came and put on my spare for me, and then I was able to drive that home, but I was 60 miles from my house, so I had to drive on a spare for 60 miles, which is quite some time, and people beeped at me, and people were mad at how slow I was going, even in the far right lane, and it took me an hour and 20 minutes to get home, but hey, I made it. And here we are recording another episode of the show. Also got that tire replaced with another used tire at Les Schwab in Fontana, California. Thanks to Steve, who helped me out with that today, who is probably not listening to the show. But hey, if he is, he was really friendly. Thank you, Steve. Today's episode is an experiment, as I mentioned in the intro. I'm going to try something new. It's not exactly an episode that you can listen to while you're doing other stuff. You're going to want to write stuff down for this episode. But I also made it very easy for you. If you look in the show notes of this episode, there's a link, one of those bit.ly links, that will take you to a PDF that I put up of this exact worksheet. So today's episode is a worksheet, or if you want to write down the things that I'm telling you, I will do that for you too. But here's how it's going to work. I stumbled across this puzzle in a book of puzzles recently, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of a cool idea. So I took the concept of it and made my own. My friend Luke McKay from Australia said that these are pretty common in puzzle magazines there, and I had never seen one before. And I shared this with Patreon subscribers earlier this week, and everyone seemed to enjoy it. So I thought maybe I'll try and do that as an episode of the podcast. But if you're driving your car or something, it will be very hard to play along with this one. So you might want to skip it until you're at home or with a group of people. Again, click the link in the show note and you could just print off that sheet or look at it and write them down based on that. Or you can listen to me tell you the words that you need. Basically, I'm going to give you a bunch of words and you are going to cross certain words off based on what I tell you to cross off. And at the end, you'll be left with a group of random words that you will put together to form a famous quote. So I've been using these as bonus worksheet rounds in the middle of my live trivia nights, and I thought you guys might enjoy them too, or at least just trying something new for the show. So no exact trivia questions today, but you will have to know certain things based on what I tell you. So I guess it is a form of trivia. We'll see how it goes. What else was I going to say? Oh, quick announcement about Baby Yoda pins. Everyone's going nuts about Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian. My friend Drew Blank is a great artist, and he has a deal on his website right now where you can save 25% off site-wide using the code BUDS25, BUDDS25, drewblank.com. He just put out this Baby Yoda pin. It says, very cute I am, or am I, or something like that. But it's a really fun pin. If you like Baby Yoda, go check it out, drewblank.com. I did want to share that because it is timely with another new episode of The Mandalorian out today, episode 5. Can't wait to watch it. I saw Amy Sedaris is in it, comedian Amy Sedaris, so that'll be interesting. People are going nuts about her on Twitter. Okay, we're going to jump into today's word grid quote puzzle. We'll see how it goes. If you hate it, let me know. If you love it, let me know. And maybe we'll do more or less stuff like this in the future. We're going to jump into those, I was going to say questions, but it's not really questions. We'll jump into the puzzle right about now. Here we go. All right, it's time for the quote grid word puzzle. Again, I will read these to you and then some instructions so you can write them down. Or for easy printing, just go to the show notes, click the link with the bit.ly URL, and it'll take you to a PDF hosted on my website, Wix, and you can just print it off or share it with a friend. Here are the words and the order that you can write them in. So this is going to be a grid of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 going down and 4 columns across. So 28 total word blocks. And I'll give you those starting with the top left going straight down. So we'll just do them column by column like a bingo card. Okay, so here are your words that you're going to write down if you are writing these down. We have cobalt, toucan, hearts, Annie Hall, teal, fairy, azaria. That is your first column of 4 columns. Here comes the next column. Cartwright, is, Jaws, wonderful, Whitney, sparrow, the. That was your second column. Here comes your third column. Marconi, azure, tail, Morse, solitaire, most, deliverance. And the fourth column, life, blackjack, itself, Kakapo, navy, Hartman, the sting. All right, so those are your 28 words. You have those in columns. And now I'm going to give you 6 instructions on certain types of words to cross off. So you'll cross these off as you hear the instructions. And here we go. Your first set of things to cross off. Cross off all actor names from The Simpsons. So we're looking for last names of people who are voice actors on The Simpsons. Number 2, cross off all bird names. Cross off the names of birds. Number 3, cross off shades of blue. Cross off all the different shades of blue. Number 4, cross off all inventors. Inventors by their last name. Cross off all the inventors. Number 5, cross off all card games. Cross off all card games. And number 6, cross off all 70s movie titles. 70s movie titles. All right. Once you have crossed off everything, you will be left with a group of words, and you will rearrange those to come up with a famous popular quote. And we'll be right back in just a second with all the things you were supposed to cross off and the order you were supposed to cross them off and that quote. We are back with the answers to the quote grid puzzle. Again, if this was impossible to try and do as a podcast, let me know. But if you enjoyed it for some reason, let me know that too. The worksheet is always available in the bit.ly link in the show notes. If you want to print it out, try it yourself or share it with a friend. Here were those words again. Cobalt, toucan, hearts, Annie, Hall, teal, fairy, azaria. Cartwright, is, Jaws, wonderful, Whitney, sparrow, the. Marconi, azure, tail, Morse, solitaire, most, deliverance, life, blackjack, itself, Kakapo, navy, Hartman, the sting. Cross off all actors from The Simpsons. You would have crossed off from the first column, Azaria for Hank Azaria, Cartwright in the second column for Nancy Cartwright, and in the last column, you would have crossed out Hartman for Phil Hartman. Number 2, cross off all birds. We had the toucan in the first column. We had a sparrow in the second column, and in the last column, the fourth one, we had a Kakapo. After that, we had cross off shades of blue. In the first column, we had teal. Second column, we had none. In the third column, we had azure. And I'm not saying that right, but I forget how you pronounce it, but I never say that word, so spare me. And navy in the last column. Number 4, cross off all inventors. We had Whitney in the second column, Eli Whitney. We had Morse for Samuel Morse. And we had Marconi in the third column as well. Marconi, cross that off. In number 5, we had cross off card games. In the first column, hearts. in the third column, solitaire, and in the fourth column, blackjack. And number six, cross off all 70s movies titles. I think we had one in every column. We had Annie Hall in the first column, Jaws in the second, Deliverance in the third, and The Sting in the fourth. And that would have left you with a group of words that you would have rearranged to make this famous quote: "Life itself is the most wonderful fairy tale." There you go. That was your quote. If you crossed all those out correctly, life itself is the most wonderful fairy tale. What a beautiful quote for a nice Friday. Guys, that was me trying something new. If you liked it, let me know. You can drop me a line at ryanbuds@gmail.com or ryanbuds on all social media. Thanks for playing along. And if you want more of those, you can find them at my live trivia nights in Southern California. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What is the title of the upcoming last Daniel Craig James Bond movie? Tweet me your answer at ryanbuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was De Beers for the diamond-related slogan. And your trivia team name of today is Periodic Table Dancers. Periodic Table Dancers. That's a fun one. Don't forget Drew's new Baby Yoda pin, enamel pin at drewblank.com. 25% off when you use the code BUDS25. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.